for this podcast sobbing. Hi, everybody. Welcome. You know, it's a sequel, like 6 years in the making. Welcome to the Sadcast Part 2.
What was the first Sadcast?
It was a Stinkcast, but I don't remember what we talked about. I just remember we were really sad for some reason. Or was it an ARG?
I don't even remember.
But I remember we had the Sadcast.
I remember the Sadcast. I remember that title. I just don't remember what we talked about or even which one of our fucking dozen.
It was ARG number 14. So it's only just a little over a year in the making.
Yay.
Oh, it was us talking about how fucking hot Gokai Yellow was and then realizing we were old.
Gasura is hot, isn't she? Yeah, too bad she's like 19 and you're like 30. Fuck.
Guys, welcome to Room Full of Nerd Stuff number 32. We sound a little down.
32, I was about to be like, we've been doing this for over a year. How is it 32? I forgot we changed the name.
You just said that was number 14 a year ago.
God damn it.
Marvel numbering, don't forget.
Yeah.
This would be 57.
In a row?
Well,
we're only about 20 past that joke being able to work.
Look out, caffeine. Mike and I sound a little down this week because it has been the shittiest week in human history. Well,
I don't know the shittiest week. It's been
a shitty week.
It's been a pretty shitty week. There was like those weeks during the Holocaust.
Yeah, that's where my mind went to. I was like, well,
9/11 was a pretty bad week.
That was a pretty dire week, yeah. There's a bunch of shit going on in the world we're not going to talk about. And then there's the Robin Williams thing that we're also not going to talk about. Because I don't think either of us really can. Like I told you before we started recording, I was all set, like, mentally preparing myself to, like, just have a whole conversation about it. And as I called you in my mind, I'm just going, I don't think I could do that.
No.
Just something significant about part of your childhood ending that terribly and on that down of a note.
Yeah.
Shit.
That's like I said when, like, I said it yesterday that, like, I had no problem drawing a thing for Harold Ramis and then Bob Hoskins, but I can't. With Robin Williams.
Yeah, it's a topic I'm sure maybe in a few months we'll be able to address in some way. If you follow us on Twitter, if you've listened to this before, you know Mike and I are not necessarily the most mentally sound people. So it's kind of
risky. That's the lightest you could have put that.
So it's definitely not resonating well with us.
To have like bigger heroes give into it.
Yeah.
That's the thing that's the biggest kick in the balls.
And a friend of mine posted on Tumblr yesterday. He was like, you know, Robin Williams was loved and adored and wealthy, and he had this big expansive family and this fan base, and he couldn't do it, so how the hell am I supposed to? And I can't even think of a way to counter that because it's absolutely how I feel right now. Mm-hmm. So we are not going to fucking talk about that this week.
Even though we just did.
Even though we just did. That's the extent of what we're going to talk about it. Let's talk about Alberto Del Rio slapping the shit out of a guy for racist comments instead.
I don't know that that's much better.
Yeah.
I'd be more okay about that. Alberto Del Rio got fired. That's no big heartbreak in my life. But the fact that, he got fired, but the other guy got away with making some pretty shitty comments. Not saying that Del Rio had any right to slap the shit out of him. You should never put your hands on another person like that. But the guy was kind of asking for it.
For those of you who don't know, we mentioned it. Last week? It was last week, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, last week. Alberto Del Rio was released. All that was known at the time was that he was released for improper conduct. We have since learned, as the nature of these things are, what happened was the WWE manager of social media live events basically the guy who handles a lot of their social media. Cody Barbary made a comment. He was asked to clean his plate off in catering, and Barbary made the comment that was Del Rio's job. Del Rio found out, and it was perceived as Del Rio took it as incredibly racist. Well, I mean, I guess it is incredibly racist. Del Rio confronted the guy about it, asked him about it. The dude just gave him a little shit-eating smirk, so Del Rio slapped him so fucking hard this dude fell to the ground. The story I'm reading is that Triple H called ADR, or called Del Rio, as I try not to read this just verbatim. Triple H called Del Rio, and they were originally just going to suspend him until past SummerSlam, which wouldn't have been a big loss, because what has he done on the card for the past, you know, 3 years?
Ever since his second title reign or whatever that lasted, I think, a month, like, he hasn't really been in any significant spot on the card.
Yeah, CM Punk kicked him in the face, and that was the end of that. But Barbary threatened to sue because it's 2014 and that's what racist assholes do. And they opted to fire Del Rio rather than deal with the lawsuit. So
even though I'm sure it was no secret within the company, and it's been all over the internet, of course that doesn't mean anything either, that Del Rio was not going to re-sign, and I think he only had, like, what, 3 or 4 months left on his contract anyway?
Something like that. It was up soon. He's presently under his 90-day non-compete clause, at which point he's confirmed to show up at Triple A's Triple Mania event this Sunday, but he can't perform as a wrestler because of the non-compete clause, which will be in effect until November 5th. But it's expected he will be at Triple A after that. And there's talk Ricardo may follow him as well, so they can kind of pick up their bit there.
Well, it'd be good for the company, because AAA is apparently going to start having a TV show in the States. So right. It would be good for them to have recognizable faces like Del Rio and Ricardo, even if they don't do anything for the first couple months, just to get them on TV and be like, hey, we got these guys, we snagged them away from New York, so watch our show.
Yeah. Now, the Hugo Savinovich, a former Spanish commentator for WWE, outright stated in an interview, as soon as he gets his contract issue sorted out, Rey Mysterio is going to be going to AAA.
I figured that much. But Conan runs it, of course. Rey Mysterio is going to go there.
So, that's your Hispanic wrestling update for the week.
There is one person in this world who still likes Conan, and that's Rey Mysterio, so...
Rey Mysterio really looks up to him. I mean, Rey Mysterio looks up to everybody, but...
because he's short.
Because he's tiny. I guess what that brings us to is Monday night. One of us assholes was at Raw.
I was the asshole at Raw.
And I tried really hard to find you on camera, but they were smart. They didn't put your ugly mug on TV.
I even had a sign.
Did you?
I did. I drew... Well... My mother wanted a sign, because I've actually gotten on TV with a sign before, uh-huh. And she was like, we can get on TV, you did it, we should do it this time. I was like, all right, so I did this, like, really kind of quick and dirty sketch of Hulk Hogan doing a pose, and put the name underneath it, and yeah, during his entrance to the birthday thing, I held up the sign, but it didn't get on TV.
Aww.
Aww, boo-hoo.
So, I do not have any kind of, Raw results pulled up or anything, but I did watch Raw. Anything in particular you enjoyed, you want to mention? I wasn't paying attention. Was the big present with Dean Ambrose in it out the entire time before he came out?
It was. It's I got there in the middle of their the Superstars taping. I got to witness the tail end of Fandango versus Adam Rose number 500.
I'm sorry.
And after them, then the lights all went down. They brought out all these presents and stuff and put them on the stage, and one of them was the big present. And so it was sitting out there for like the first hour of the show. And let me tell you, it was about 100 degrees in that goddamn arena. So I can only imagine what it was like in this tiny box that Ambrose had to sit in for the first hour.
I just imagine he's in there, like, sweating buckets on his phone, texting, like, Renee Young, like, it's hot as balls in here, baby. Can't wait to get out of here and master them titties.
Because I'm sure that's exactly the kinds of texts that he's sending her.
It would not surprise me. Have you heard Dean Ambrose
He
talk?
wants to master them titties?
Oh, no, there was, have you not seen the Titty Master meme?
No.
I can't remember how it started, but among the fan base, he's known as Dean Titty Master Ambrose. Let's see.
Why?
Oh, yeah, he wrote Titty Master on his wrist tape.
Why?
Nobody knows. Nobody knows. Just, it was like when the Shield was still together, in one of their matches on his wrist tape, he had written Titty Master, and it just stuck.
Huh.
The Titty Master Dean Ambrose.
Yeah, I was not aware of that. I'm still not convinced that that is what he is sending Renee Young, as he's sweltering in this fucking box.
Hey, it may be. You never know. Let's see. I finally got some results pulled up so we can go through this bit by bit. Heyman and Lesnar hyping up Extreme Rules. I did kind of love Heyman's. We're going to go have dinner now. That's good.
I was actually thinking, like, what's close to the arena that they could actually go to?
Why would Brock go get caterings right there if catering's free?
They got free food in the back. Why would he go out to, like, Stanford or something?
Could you imagine if you found out, like, on like Backstage Pass or one of the YouTube shows, there was like Zack Ryder versus Brock Lesnar in catering. Like, see who could eat the most food in catering. Whoever wins, they still also lose because they ate a lot of food from catering.
That's why it took it for another 3 hours for Lesnar to come back out.
I ate a lot of cheese and crackers, Paul. I'm going to have to bounce in the same place for at least 2.5 hours to work this off.
I had a lot of cheese. You know what that does to me. I got diverticulitis.
Next up after this, Roman Reigns versus Ryback. So most notable about this, Corporate Kane is back.
Yeah, I was really hoping when he took his mask off last week that it would lead to something other than him just going back to the same Corporate Kane shtick, but nope, comes out red tie and all.
I was really hoping he was taking like some time off to go do the movie or just kind of like be not around for a little
go
while.
Go your movie, go run for whatever governorship he was planning on running for, and just don't be on TV for a while. I like Kane. I think he's a great guy.
I do. I love Kane.
Great character, great worker, but at the same time, it's like, what else can they do with him now?
If he had stayed as Corporate Kane, I'd be fine with it, but this is just, it's like they've got him on some sort of a roulette wheel of rehashed gimmicks. I fully expect Isaac Yankum to show up next week.
But yeah, just it's so bizarre that it's like he lost, comes out, or goes backstage, takes off his mask, walks away, and everyone's like, oh god, what does this mean for Kane? And then next week, like, it didn't even happen. Like, or like the last 3 months of him being masked Kane didn't happen. Just comes back out in the suit and tie. Hey, everybody.
He came out and pitted Roman Reigns against Ryback's for bullshit reasons.
You beat Kane last week, which is pretty much like beating two people, so this week you have to beat two people. Ryback's together are not on the same level as Kane has ever been.
What did you think of Roman Reigns so easily, like, overpowering Ryback?
It just shows who the new pet project is.
What a goddamn fall from grace Ryback has had.
Like, he was the guy that Vince was interested in for a little while, and then he, as he does, lost interest, and now it's Roman Reigns, so they're going to make him look like a monster. Until he either gets the world title or Vince finds another one.
That match ended in DQ, of course, and then Reigns beat the shit out of everybody, and then the master of tits. I got in the ring to interview Reigns.
Master to tits.
Master
not
tits.
Call Renee Young.
I really like Renee Young too. She's cute. She's smart. She actually gives a shit about wrestling. I hope the rumors of ESPN perpetually trying to steal her away are not true. Yeah.
I don't think so. I think anyways, she legitimately likes wrestling, and she'll stick around as long as they'll have her.
Yeah. This, of course, led to a match that was supposed to happen last week. Didn't. Rob Van Dam versus Seth Rollins. There is talk that RVD's, next kind of break is going to be after SummerSlam.
Which, right around the time that he usually takes breaks, so.
Yeah. Which I am totally okay with. It's kind of neat to have RVD around for a little bit, but in the long run, what are you going to do with him?
Because what's his deal is like 3 months on, 3 months off or something like that?
3 months on, and then he takes basically as long as he wants and then comes back. But when he comes back, he's back for 3 months. Because he was gone way longer than 3 months last time.
But I thought that was the original deal.
That was what everybody thought it was, but then he was gone so long, and I think after 3 months they can ask him to come back, but because of the way things are going in WWE right now, they don't necessarily need him back. And it's not like Rob Van Dam's the big draw he used to be. You bring him out for a surprise, you get a pop, everybody goes, ECW, and then pot jokes.
I'm still surprised that he still gets ECW chance. It's been 13 years, guys. Get over it.
Let it go, Smarks. Let it go. Oh, man. And then, of course, Ambrose coming out of the present, beating up Rollins. I'm looking forward to their match at SummerSlam. It's well worth $9.99.
How much is it?
$9.99? Only
$9.99.
What do you get for $9.99? A shitload of stuff, unless you're in Canada, in which case, fuck you.
See, WWE, we can sell you stuff. Give us jobs. Please hire us.
Yeah. Have you read about the clusterfuck of the Canadian WWE Network? It is not a streaming service like it is, you know, everywhere else in the goddamn world. It is an actual TV channel. They just get the stream, and they have an on-demand aspect of it as well, via Rogers, which is one of the cable providers in Canada, which means like half of Canada still can't get the WWE Network. Unless they do like my friend Steve on Twitter has done, and create a United States alter ego. He's had the network since launch.
So all you gotta do is say that you live in the United States and you can get it?
I can't remember what he had to do, but yeah, he's got like a dummy United States account that lets him use the network. It's not region locked or geo locked or anything. Yeah. There were a lot of people who had the network outside the US at launch, and a lot of them were really like, people were paying for it and then being kind of like, boy, I hope they don't decide to region lock this next month.
I'm sure that WWE they're not supposed to have it, but they're still paying for it, so whatever.
Yeah. So after this, of course, we had a segment that I thought was a little tacky. Stephanie McMahon brought out Claire Lynch. I mean, Megan Miller. I'm sorry.
Same thing.
Megan Miller. You can like, as soon as she said it, all just started so innocently. You could hear the crowd just kind of be like, are you fucking kidding?
As soon as they were like, oh, we have her or his physical therapist here. Come on out, Megan. I was like, oh, fuck. This is what they're going to do. This is really what they're going to do. And then, yeah. Like, why would Daniel Bryan's therapist from Phoenix be in Portland, Oregon to have, like, sixth row seats?
Well, her and her boyfriend were really close to Brie and Daniel. Evidently, she was way closer than even Brie realized. Not Claire Lynch, by the way, was played by Chelsea Green from ECCW and PWA. She's also known by her ring name, Jada, trained at Lance Storm's Wrestling Academy, and she did some work with the live events over the weekend.
Maybe she'll be like an Alicia Fox type progression of character where she was just kind of an extra in one scene and then now has a career.
I was about to say I think she was trained a little better than Alicia Fox.
Alicia Fox actually started out as Edge's wedding planner.
I remember. Then Bria comes out, slaps Megan, put Stephanie in something they called the Yes Lock, but it looked more like she just tried to choke Stephanie.
I think Stephanie was a little apprehensive to take a front bump, considering how much money is in her chest right now.
I don't know what you're talking about. And then that was broken up. And Stephanie says they're going to do their match from tonight instead of at SummerSlam, which I can't believe anybody thought was actually what was going to happen. We're just going to give you this one. Fuck it.
What I was surprised about and sort of disappointed about was that they didn't have, like, Tamina or someone come out and beat up Brie. Like, the whole arrest thing that they did with her, that left a sour taste in my mouth.
Well, I mean, the fans love the Stephanie McMahon arrest so much. Why not just do it again?
Let's have everybody
be arrested. Oh, my God.
It worked with Austin.
Randy, we heard you. Randy, we heard you shit in some lady's purse. Come on out, officers. Adam Rose, we found out you have hard narcotics on your tour bus. Come on out, officers. What's in that lollipop, Mr. Rose?
Don't be a lemon, officer.
My shoulder. What are you doing? No. Judge is like, Mr. Rose, how do you plead? I plead awesome. He might be Miz. You never know. What? You never see the Miz and Adam Rose in the same place, do you?
I think Miz is avoiding him.
Because the Miz is probably like a recovering hard cocaine user. So this led to Jack Swagger versus Cesaro, where Jack Swagger wrestled a face against Cesaro, because that's how things were shaking up around WrestleMania time.
Comment too. It's like 6 months ago, Cesaro was on his way to a face turn after breaking up their tag team, and now look where he's at.
Jobbing to Jack Swagger.
He's once again a heel, doing the job to a babyface Jack Swagger.
Oh my God.
Like, how the hell did we get here?
Fuck that up somewhere along the line, didn't we?
I don't want to say we.
I kind of maintain that's...
I don't want to be anywhere near that.
I kind of feel like it's because of the Cena-Cesaro match. Cesaro did really good. The crowd really got behind Cesaro. And you don't get pushed in the WWE unless Vince wants you to get pushed. So he's got a job out a little bit now. They did do something really cool, though, I thought, when Swagger was standing up saluting and the Russian flag just dropped down. I thought that was a really cool moment.
Scared the shit out of me at the arena.
Russians! They're invading!
That bang when the flag came down. That was loud as hell. Man.
It is worth noting, I did read yesterday, it looks like the official rules of the flag match are going to be that to win, you have to capture the other opponent's match. Or other opponent's flag, but WWE is also considering a stipulation where you could also win by pinfall or submission, because sure, why not?
Oh, God, is this WCW?
Which makes me feel a lot better about last week, where we didn't know the stipulations of a flag match, because evidently WWE doesn't either, so I feel a lot better about that.
The biggest wrestling company in the world doesn't know the rules to a flag match.
I'm like, yeah, we're going to put the flags up, and you have to capture the flags. Wait, I've got a really hot idea. What if you could also pin an opponent and not have to get the flag?
That reminds me, said this WCW. There were two matches in WCW. One of them was a cage match that was a first blood match between Flair and Hogan. Flair started bleeding, as only Flair does.
All over the damn place.
When the referee went to stop the match, he said, no, it's just a flesh wound. I'm not actually bleeding. Ref didn't stop the match, even though he was gushing buckets of blood and in a pinfall. And then there was a strap match. Was it the apple pie strap match? I think it was.
Apple pie, you mean?
Where
apple pie strap match. Flexibility in the wrists, brother.
The way to win that was to run around and hit the corners like in a bull rope or strap match. And Hogan hit three of the corners, dropped the leg, one with a pin, and then got up and hit the last corner.
You know what they should just do for Rusev Swagger? What was that WCW match with the three boxes?
The 49ers match?
Yes.
Just imagine, like, Rusev, like, throws open a box and pulls out a picture of Scott Hall. Just, fuck it, why not? In one of these boxes is your flag. You have to bust them open and find, oh my God, the fucking San Francisco 49ers map.
And That picture of a just like had an ass full of this bullshit Booker T holding that picture of a Scott Hall. It's like one of my favorite things I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Rusev's pulled out a picture of, is that Yakov Smirnoff? I think at this point you can probably pull out the actual Scott Hall. He'll do anything for money. Unless it's sign a sick kid's birthday card. We'll talk about that later. This led us up to another historical moment of the WWE. I'm glad you were there to witness this, Mike. Eva Marie with a win over AJ.
We're not going to talk about that. There's been enough bad things happening this week. We don't need to mention. We don't need to mention that. I even said when Eva Marie started coming out, I look over at my parents. I'm like, oh, this is going to be a fucking treat. At least it was short.
I haven't watched the episode of NXT it was on, but supposedly her and Bayley had a match so bad that they basically got booed out of the arena. Like, Eva botched it to fucking high hell and back. Well, I mean, if she would spend more time training and less time being on Total Divas.
That's what they hired her for, though. Yeah.
To be on Total Divas?
She's not a wrestler. She was some Maxim model that they just, like...
She'd make a good valet for somebody. She's a good-looking woman. She looks way better with a brunette hair than she does with fire engine red hair. God, fuck it. Give Hornswoggle a firefighter gimmick and stick a siren on top of her head. And have him, like, come to the ring riding on her shoulders?
He, like, get one of those, like, molded plastic, like, fire trucks and have him sitting on the top. Yes. And she's, like, wheeling him down with the handle on the back. Like the kids at the mall.
Then give her, like a water backpack with a fire hose on it. And, like, when the match is over, like, Hornswoggle can grab the hose and soak down, like, his opponents. And then he'll soak down Eva and the crowd will go, yay! Titties.
Hey, PG.
I'm sorry. Yay, boobies. I can't imagine why we don't have the book. I feel like that's a genius idea.
If we threw that at McMahon, we would be hired.
We'd be like, my God, you're geniuses. Cena came out and cut the same promo he's cut for the past month after this. Oh, I'm going to get my ass beat, but I never give up. He did come out in new gear. I do think the new gear looks really good, though. The John Cena Hulk Hogan tribute gear.
I don't know. Like, it is pretty much the same thing that he says all the time. But when he's being serious Cena, I really enjoy it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's the kind of goofy, oh, poopy Cena that I don't enjoy.
Oh, poopy.
Oh, poopy.
Yeah, I much prefer serious Cena, and... It's like I bought into it. I was into that promo. Yeah.
By the way, did you this feels like as good a place as any to mention that. Did you see who's in WWE 2K15? They're having I can't remember what the mode is called. Basically, it's going to be like a documentary mode focusing on two major rivalries in the history of WWE. One is going to be Triple H and Shawn Michaels, and the other is going to be Cena Punk from 2011 to 13. And it's going to be like a very in-depth documentary-style gameplay feature where you control those. Punk sent a very elaborate, thought-out, eloquent tweet about this. It just said, ha 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 ha.
Well, I mean, clearly they've had this game in development for a year. They're
right.
Just because Punk left like 6 months ago, they probably already had this shit all laid out. Probably a little too late to change it by the time that he left.
In theory, they could, but it would be obvious what it originally was. It would be real easy to just reskin that model and call it something
John
else.
John Cena and Stevie Richards.
Yeah, fuck it. Just go for it. Who cares? You remember when John Cena and Bob Holly had that feud.
It's like suddenly a great colleague sitting on the stage cutting a promo about how he's the best in the world.
Hi, Colt Cabana.
You're not the best in the world, John Cena.
I am. I'm the best in the world. Why is he Arnold Schwarzenegger?
More like Andre the Giant. And the brother won the peanut.
That led us to Brie Bella coming out and being arrested because she assaulted Claire Lynch, after which The Moneymaker came out. Did you enjoy the Miz on commentary?
Every word that I didn't hear.
I enjoyed JBL unplugging the mic cord by quote-unquote
I did see
accident.
Something happen down there. I didn't know that's what it was.
Yeah, JBL evidently knocked the mic cord out of its socket and his mic cut off like mid-sentence. It's pretty funny, actually.
Paying attention to the match, and then yeah, I noticed him doing something with the cord down there, but I don't know, didn't. Like I said, didn't see it on TV, so I don't know what happened.
Yeah. Ziggler wins, or Heath Slater wins by count out. Now 0-5 on Raw, or 5-0 on Raw, rather. Sorry, I'm used to friend of the Raw Reactor, Heath Slater, having a losing streak.
Hey, he's on his way up.
He's moving on up. Hey, somebody's got to fill that CM Punk Daniel Bryan slot. He's tight.
It pissed me off a bit when they did the handshake afterwards, and Slater went to kick Ziggler. Because it's like, you got a guy now who is pretty much directionless, but is getting a reaction, a face reaction from the crowd. Just go with it.
Yeah.
Let him be a baby
do
face.
It.
Let him have wins. People are getting behind him. Just let it happen. You don't need to control and micromanage every single thing that happens on the show.
After this was Randy Orton versus Sheamus. They came out of the ring. So shit, sorry. Just talking about this, you having another goddamn match puts me to sleep. I genuinely didn't even watch it. I don't even want to talk about that match. I genuinely, was anything good about it? Didn't even watch it. I've seen that fucking match.
Yeah, I was when they showed on the screen the shot of Orton and Sheamus walking through the backstage. I forgot they had booked this match. Not overly spectacular. They did pretty much everything that they do. It was a cool finish spot with Sheamus jumping off the top rope and Orton catching him in the RKO, except you knew that something was up because what has Sheamus ever done from the top rope?
Didn't he do an axe handle for a little while there?
But he doesn't, like, start it off with his head.
This is true.
When a guy's in a match with Randy Orton, who doesn't generally go to the top rope, and he goes to the top rope and then leaps off head first.
I would honestly think that would be a really cool spot if they didn't try to cram it into every other match.
Because the crowd was just dead as shit until that happened.
Yo, they love a flying lobster. No shame, because I was kidding. I was off. Oh, fuck.
I don't know if you saw my tweet that there were kids in the audience playing video games on their phones.
Yeah, I did.
Like, these seats are not cheap.
They were for them. Mom and Dad.
If I was Mom and Dad, I'd be like, we paid for you to watch the fucking show, not play some airplane game on your phone.
So after this, of course, the Hulk Hogan birthday celebration, which as soon as I heard the Brock Lesnar, we're going out to dinner and then we're coming back, I was like, well, I know how this is going to end now. So it begins with Mean Gene and Jimmy Hart in the ring and a video package.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of standard stuff. Hogan comes out. The entire roster is at the top of the stage. Hogan comes out, cuts his promo. Evidently, Vince McMahon gave him a birthday card. You know what was in that birthday card, brother? $9.99, brother.
He wanted to make sure that even Hulk Hogan could get a subscription to the WWE Network. It's like, is Hogan that broke? Come on.
I told somebody, because they were complaining about it, I was like, you realize this is just WWE setting themselves up for the best WWE Network advertising they could do. Yes, it's stupid. Yes, it's annoying. But they only did it last week. This is only the second week of them, like, shoving it down your throats like this. And how many $9.99 signs did you
see
in the crowd?
They were chanting $9.99.
Yeah. So all this is WWE is setting themselves up with the best advertising they could, because in a month they're going to stop ham-handing this shit to the camera and the crowd's going to keep going with it. They're chanting what 15 years later for no goddamn reason? $9.99 is going to last for a little while.
I had people around me getting pissed off because the CM Punk chant broke out. And after every CM Punk, I'm like, left! Doesn't care! Doesn't want to be here anymore! Knock it off!
Hulkamania is a two-way street, blah, blah, blah. When you turn 61, you start to reflect on things. By the way, everybody, including Hogan, is now saying he's trying to train up for one last match. Please don't, Hogan. That's gonna... Anyways, Ric Flair comes out.
Like, go back to the one more match with Hogan. If they did it at WrestleMania, sort of in the spot that they had Hogan and Rock at 18... and it's Hogan and Cena, I think it could work. I mean, it doesn't need to be the main event. It'll draw money because it's fucking Hogan.
Hogan can't bump. It's going to be like a boxing match. There's going to be some punches and some back rakes. He can't drop that leg.
No, he's not going to win.
Oh, that's what he said didn't win against the Rock. No, he didn't win against The Rock. Never mind. I'm thinking of something else.
He don't need to drop a leg. Well, he might just because, like, Cena has to kick out of it. But, I think that if he trains up for, it's not going to be this next year, but maybe 32, he could probably do a match.
32. Hogan's 62, so it makes sense. Yeah. Anyways, Ric Flair comes out, struts, gets in the ring. Paul Orndorff, I can't say his fucking name. Mr. Wonderful comes out. The kids in the crowd
by
go, who?
His gigantic mustache.
Oh, Eva Marie seemed to enjoy it. By the way, I don't know if you noticed this with the crowd on stage. I noticed it when Mr. Wonderful came out. I think probably my favorite thing. Cody Rhodes staying in character entire goddamn time. He was like clapping and bouncing up and down and giggling.
I couldn't see him from where I was.
That may have just been Cody excited about Mr. Wonderful, though.
He's excited that someone else got a mustache gimmick over.
I mean, he's like looking around at everybody else, and he's just a character the whole time because Cody Rhodes is a main event player, and he should not be in the goddamn mid card wearing fucking face paint. Mm. Anyways, Roddy Piper comes out next, and then of course the NWO comes out. Did you get goosebumps?
It was cool to see that. There's like a group of guys, and they're slowly dying away. That I sort of like. I want to see them live at some point before they retire or die or whatever. And Scott Hall was one of those guys. So even though he didn't wrestle or whatever, to see him out there kind of doing his shtick was cool for me.
I will say, he doesn't look as good as he did 6 months to a year ago, Scott Hall.
But
he's looking
better than he was 4 years
obviously.
Ago when he was doing that run in TNA.
Yeah. He looks better than he did then, but he doesn't look as good as, like, you remember a while back when there was like, hey, here's the first, like, post-DDP yoga pictures of Scott Hall. Hey, he looked awesome. And now he's looking less awesome, but still not terrible.
Well, he's still kind of old.
Yeah, well, he's still kind of Scott Hall, too. I mean, you read the kid's birthday card story, I assume.
Yeah, you said we'll get to that. I don't know anything about this.
There was a, Scott Hall is basically shit all over the fans. He crowdfunded his surgeries and whatnot, and now when, like, it comes time for, like, an appearance or anything, and the fans are like, yeah, we're gonna see Scott Hall, he's kind of like, nah, fuck the fans, I'm not doing that. Or he'll cancel the day before. Like, there was a show a few months ago where he took the money and was just like, I'm not gonna show up today, I can't get out of bed.
Well, again, I wanna say, sort of, in the vein of what we were talking about at the top of the show, depression is a hell of a thing.
Right.
Where it's like, I don't want to get out of bed. I can't get out of bed. Everything sucks way too much. So if he was going through that, as I suspect that he was, I get it. Shouldn't have taken the money from the promoter because he didn't go to the show. Should have sent that back. But, I get that. So I'm not going to harp on him too bad for missing that event if that's the place that he was in.
Whatever, fuck him anyways, who cares. Indie event, I want to say 2 weeks ago, there was a kid with cancer who's a big wrestling fan that was there, and he had a birthday card that was going around. They were trying to get the wrestler's sign, and, you know, like, Goldberg signed it, and let's see if
well that could be why Scott Hall didn't want to sign it, because Goldberg signed it and he doesn't like Goldberg.
Let's see, blah 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 blah. God damn it, don't connect to Facebook ringside. Just show me the fucking article. Oh my god. You piece of shit.
What's wrong, Chris?
Facebook. There we go. Let's see. They signed a car and they did a little video for this kid, 6-year-old kid named Danny Nickerson, battling brain cancer. Doesn't have much time left. Bill Goldberg, Ric Flair, Edge, Bret Hart, Angelina Love, Candice Michelle, Christy Hemme, Lita, Sean Waltman, Maria Kanellis, Lisa Marie Veron, Taryn Terrell, Brooke Tessmacher, and Zeus even signed this card and were in the video sending this kid well wishes. And Scott Hall was like, nah, fuck that. I'm not doing that. Who cares about kids?
Hmm.
Being perceived as a massive douchebag move.
It is, but something seems a little off about that story.
How so?
Did he say fuck the kid?
Oh, no, he didn't say fuck the kids. No, he just refused to sign it.
Why?
He didn't say.
Hmm.
He just refused to sign it. They were like, hey, can you sign this card for this kid who's dying of cancer? No.
I feel like there's more to it than that.
Maybe. NWO comes out. Scott Hall cuts his promo. Hogan's wearing an NWO shirt. I don't know how we didn't see that coming. Kevin Nash sings Happy Birthday, reportedly tore his quad singing Happy Birthday.
No.
Are those jokes still relevant? No. Damn.
He hasn't torn his quad in like 10 years.
This is when Brock Lesnar comes out, and I was thinking to myself, what a great moment this is going to be for Brock Lesnar to come out and like really build up the heel heat by destroying these. And then I look at the ring and I think, never mind, there isn't a fucking person in that ring who can take a bump right now. Yeah, he's going to get in there and he's going to F5. Never mind.
Well, there's a lot of guys in there who could still take a bump. Shouldn't. could. Probably would if asked to. None of them should.
Yeah.
Let's put it that way.
Yes. But then, of course, Cena comes out, makes the... I don't even really want to call it a save. He just kind of goes, boo, and Lesnar leaves.
Well, he ain't going to fight for free.
Yeah. I ate too much cheese to fight you right now, John Cena.
Wait until Sunday.
John Cena Monday night at Raw, I was a little bloated. I ate a lot of cheese. I cracked the toilet bowl when I took a shit when I got home. But tonight I'm feeling good. I've strictly eaten wheat products. I'm gonna beat the shit out of you, boy. Piss, blood, vomit, etc. etc, etc.
I love that.
That closed out Raw.
Leave him in a puddle of blood and urine and vomit. Like he's just trying to find the most disgusting thing he can leave Cena in.
Some bile, some pus. I may even put some, I don't know, raw beef in there.
I got a dog. He poops. I'm slamming the dog poop.
Sorry, I'm just imagining, like, Lesnar picks up Cena for the F5 and, like, Heyman hops in the ring and pulls, like, a bag of dog poop out of his coat pocket. Just kind of, like, gingerly lays it in the ring and slides out. That ended Raw something like 20 minutes after the scheduled end
time. I don't know how long
maybe
like the show went when like on TV, like what all got seen.
As soon as Lesnar left the ring was when the show on Raw ended.
Deal? Okay.
They did that on Backstage Pass. I did not watch Backstage Pass because I read about the $9.99 cake and the confetti and Vince came out,
came
I guess.
Out
that's what I read.
But it looks like now we've got a new tag team because they had their bit, I guess it was on Backstage Pass with the cake, and now they're actually teaming up on SmackDown, Titus O'Neil and Heath Slater.
Oh, Big Show and... Oh.
Yeah, because they...
Really?
They brought down the first cake that got messed up, as happens with cakes in wrestling. And then they had, like, a little food fight. But then I read on the SmackDown spoilers, or I guess what will be happening tonight, because it's Friday.
What? It's Wednesday night? Oh,
that,
no!
They're in a tag team now.
That should go nowhere. Yeah, they've already disbanded New Nation 2.0.
Oh, yeah, I saw that, too. That's so sad.
Oh man, this looks like a really interesting gimmick. We'd better like pull the plug on this.
It's an interesting thing that people are talking about. It's got some buzz. We better not mention it ever again.
Xavier Woods was never seen again. Maybe he can like put on a lucha mask and he can go to AAA.
I'll go back to TNA as Consequences Creed.
God, I hope not. So that's Raw.
Yay! I read that people watching at home were less than impressed with the show. I had fun. Of course, going live is always better.
Going live is going to be different, yeah.
But, yeah. Good times. Ah, why is my internet talking at me? Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Go away. Go away. God.
Ah, what?
I clicked back and it wasn't going back. I mean, I'm not just browsing the internet while we talk on this thing. That's not a thing that I do.
Shame on you, Mike. Shame. 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 I would never browse the internet while we chit-chat.
What are you looking at right now?
Raw results, actually, that I had pulled up while we were talking, sir. Yeah, that's right. Choke on all the dicks. All the dicks. Just take a bag of dicks and just shove them down
your
mouth.
It's kind of a shame, though. I look that we're almost an hour into this. That, like, Raw's really all we have to talk about this week.
By the time I cut the depression silence out of this podcast, we'll be at, like, 35. No, there's plenty of other things to talk about. Power Rangers got a release date.
Okay, yay. In another 2 years, we'll have something to talk about. Until then, we know what day it might come out, because Ninja Turtles was supposed to come out 3 months ago.
No, we won't. No, we won't, because again, we've already stated, until I'm, like, in the theater and the movie has begun, I'm not going
to
believe it.
Yeah, but, I mean, like, when it comes out, then we'll have something to talk about. Until then, we have a date.
There was the Tomb Raider announcement at Gamescom.
For what?
The new Tomb Raider. Microsoft came out and said the new Tomb Raider, Rise of the Tomb Raider, was going to be an Xbox. Yeah. Yeah, that's what they're calling
it,
by
called
the way.
Tomb Raider, Rise of the Tomb Raider, or just Rise of the Tomb Raider?
No, it's just, okay, it's
I guess
just
that's
called Rise of the Tomb Raider. That sounds like a Vince Russo name. Tomb Raider, Rise of the Tomb Raider. That's a good name. I like it. That's a good one. What if, like, in the tomb, she gives birth to
Batman,
a hand?
Rise of the Batman.
Joker, I'm rising to become a Batman. There was a great, like, comic panel circling Tumblr, and it was Alfred was like, I often wonder sometimes, what if nothing had come in that window? Would you become Curtain that. Man? Rise of the Tomb Raider coming out this holiday season. They announced it as an Xbox One exclusive.
Okay. Is it not?
Yeah. Well, that kind of drove the fans into a frenzy, going, oh my god, fucking blasphemy, it's an Xbox exclusive, blah, 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 blah. Because Tomb Raider's always been kind of a Sony-associated property, I'm sure you remember. And then, like, 2 hours later, Sony came out and said, that's not true at all. It's a timed exclusive.
So it'll be out for Xbox for a certain amount of months before it comes out to PlayStation.
Yeah. What I told everybody was, I don't know why you're losing your shit about this, because when was the last... There's not a lot of, like, third-party exclusive titles that stay exclusive for very long. Case in point, Resident Evil 4. Oh, only on the GameCube. And I think now you can buy it on the Super Famicom. They did also announce the new Metal Gear Solid 5. For the first time ever, a Metal Gear Solid game is going to get a PC release. Well, a core Metal Gear Solid game. Revengeance, the two spinoffs, got PC releases. But this will be the first, like, core Metal Gear Solid title to get a PC release. It's a franchise that I like to watch and I like to hear about and I like the story, but I'm so goddamn terrible at those games.
They're not fun, they're not interesting.
I can't wait to hide in a box for 3 hours. They did show some footage. They have upgraded the box for Metal Gear Solid 5. Done such amazing things as you can, like, put a picture of an enemy soldier on a box and then stand up, and from a distance they will just assume it is actually a soldier and go about their day. You can also put pictures of scantily clad women on them, which will cause the soldiers to run at you in a horn dog frenzy. Because I guess the soldiers are all Wile E. Coyote.
Oh, they start doing like the wolf in Red Hot Riding Hood where their eyes bug out and their tongue like unravels and
I don't see why not.
Oh god.
Oh, video games.
That's really helping the whole like sexism in video games thing too, isn't it?
Well, I mean, wouldn't you rather they put like a muscly beefcake dude in a mankini?
I'm imagining how the, like, they, there's a group of soldiers who spray paint the bikini girl on it, hide in the box, and like of the six soldiers, like five of them run out, and then one of them's like, eh, whatever.
Oh my god. There wasn't a lot at Gamescom, or as I like to think of it, not E3.
It's like a baby E3.
It's like a baby E3, a German baby E3. Kano was announced for Mortal Kombat X.
Mm-hmm.
Did you watch the reveal trailer? Kind of a beast. I actually really liked it.
It's, it looked to me like they wanted to have Movado, no, Hu Sao, back in the game. And
Hu Sao?
Just decided to tack all of his gimmicks onto Kano.
We want to have Hu Sao, but nobody gives a shit about
this character that no one liked, but well,
nobody gives a shit about Kane.
We'll put all his stuff in the character that people do like.
Do people like Kano, though?
Or do they just like the movie? He's weird characters, I feel, that when he's there, people are happy that he's there. They don't play as him, but when he's not there, they're upset that Kano is not in the game.
I think that has more to do with him being...
It's like newspaper comic strips. I heard Garfield explained once that it's like, we're happy that it's there, but we're not going to read it. If it's not there, we're concerned, we're upset. Why is Garfield gone? But when it is there, we're comfortable with it being there, but we don't have to look at it. I think that's how Kano is. Kano is the Garfield of Mortal Kombat.
I love, how about some lasagna? And then he, like, kicks Johnny Cage off the couch.
I think people are also, like, grumpy when Kano's not in the game because every game that he's not in has some Kano knockoff. He wasn't in Mortal Kombat 4, so who did we get? We got
it's
Jared.
True.
He wasn't in Deadly Alliance, or Deception, so we got Hu Sao and Movado.
No, Hu Sao Hu Sao wasn't in Deception. He was only in Deadly Alliance. Well, and Armageddon, but...
Oh, maybe there wasn't a Kano one in Deception, then you're right.
No, oh, there was,
Oh, right, they had the baby Kira. Black dragons. Kira and Cobra.
Yeah. Kira and Ken Masters, yes. Baby Black
Dragons. That's what they are! The baby Black dragons.
Okay, so who's Kira? Well, imagine Kano, but instead of cybernetics, boobs.
That's just as good as cybernetics.
Can she shoot lasers out of her nipples? It's Mortal Kombat.
Well, God, of course you
why wouldn't she shoot lasers out of her nipples? This is Rob. Ed Boon's like, for some shit.
She wouldn't shoot lasers out of her nipples in a Mortal Kombat game.
Yeah, well, your right eyebrow is crawling away, and he's like, goddamn caterpillars. If I started, like, tweeting pictures of Ed Boon and captioning them as eyebrow game on point, how many retweets do you think I'd get?
Well, you'd get at least one, because I'd retweet it.
May have to do that in a little bit.
Oh god, yeah. You're saying there's a lot of things to kind of mention, but not a lot to talk about.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, Kano's been, in the game, and we've got a tentative release date for Power Ranger movie. Also, death and destruction, and the world's going to shit. We might not make it to 2016 to see the Power Rangers movie.
Remember, this is a great time to go to patreon.com/roomfullofnerdstuff so Mike and I can afford to move to Canada. My friend Steve has two tents. He told me I could bring a couple friends.
Bad to happen in Canada, too.
Ah, what? The
right
maple
now,
syrup
that,
shortage?
Like, America is just like on the verge of another fucking civil war. Canada has the perfect time to invade us and completely take the country over. It'd be the biggest military coup in history. Lay low for 300 years and then invade.
Canada just like pops in on their horses with their maple syrups and their Tim Hortons. Oh, sorry, eh? I, for one,
so
welcome
do I.
Our new Canadian overlords.
Donuts and free healthcare? I'm all for it. Let's go, Canada.
they're a friendly, apologetic people, those Canadians. Like, they would, like if they had to do reparations, do you know how nice they would be about it? Well, sorry we enslaved your ancestors, eh? They'd be so polite about it.
We didn't mean to do that, eh? Well,
we were misguided, eh? But now we've grown and we're enlightened.
There's that whole northern part of Canada that no one lives in, eh? You can have all of that. The Eskimos are like, hey, what about us?
Oh, no, marrying dudes. No. We're not that progressive in Canada, eh? Our mayor does a lot of cocaine, though. Love you, Canadians. If I could afford it, I'd move up there.
Anyway.
Mexico's closer, anyways. But, you know, Mexico.
You can go to Canada and get free healthcare and donuts, or you can go to Mexico and get cocaine and guns.
So Mexico is just America light at this point. It's like America without all the bullshit. You just get straight
to
the drugs and the guns.
It's just a closer area to them.
Oh, America. Thanks for listening, everybody. I hope next week things are a little brighter. But it's
It'll
not
be brighter
good.
By the flash from the nuke that Korea drops on us.
Mike, any cheerier final thoughts for everybody?
What, a flash from a nuke isn't cheery? It's bright. It's like a sun. It's good
okay.
times. Everyone likes explosions.
I will leave you with this final thought. A little something to mull over
Martin
before
Mull?
Next week's episode. Yes, Martin Mull on next week. Don't take that at face value. Martin Mull is not on next week's episode.
I'm sure Tarv is disappointed. Tarv, when you hear this tweet me, do you even know who the fuck Martin Mull is?
Tarv strikes me as a big Sabrina the Teenage Witch fan. Mr. Mull, how do you feel about last week's Raw? He is shaking his head. He does not know. Well, Mr. Mull is leaving.
Love your Commissioner and Gordon mustache, gone. Mr. Mull.
Loved you in Clue. No, my thought for the week, something to mull over before next week. If birds are avian dinosaurs and chickens are birds, are dinosaur-shaped chicken nuggets made out of real dinosaurs? See you guys next week.